number two, have patience. You must realize that a baller has a lot of people to talk to. Two baby mamas, his mama, his agent.
No, it doesn't say
his lawyer, two side pieces.
Two side pieces?
Welcome to Hey You Know It. My name is Jaquetta Sotmar, and I'm here with my co-host,
Katie Kazmir. Hey You Know It is a podcast that tells you how it is or how it should be.
You can listen to Hey You Know It on iTunes, a new episode every Monday.
And here they are, Jaquetta and Katie.
The guy sitting out there on the phone. Hey.
Dude, I'm like, you're not making a commercial right now. Like, it's okay. Do you know what I mean? Like, he was giving it his in a world. Like, all right, so it's a happy Valentine's Day to everybody.
Yeah, hello, lovers.
Yes, hello, lovers, indeed. So Katie and I are here to help you out this V-Day, as it were.
And we've got a lot of advice for you.
Yeah, we got plenty of advice, and that means plenty of advice on advice.
Yes.
So Katie's going to kick it off with something from Patricia.
Patricia, one of our faithful listeners, thank you so much for sending this to us.
Yep.
Here's some advice from Dear Prudence.
I'm just fueling up with some Red Bull. The love advice.
Yes. Dear Prudence, I'm a hormonal young woman and was
what
craving...
What does that mean? Isn't that for us later in like 10 years? Isn't that what we say? I remember saying when I was younger, like...
She's just not taking responsibility for her. Okay. She's blaming her horniness on her hormones. I can't stop myself.
Yeah, I can't help it.
And was craving an easy...
Gotta have it. Penis news. All right, go ahead.
I was craving an easy hookup, so I tempted fate and horny dudes on the internet. Fate and the dudes took the bait.
Really?
Yes. And of the hundreds of responses I received,
wow,
one stood out because he accidentally attached a professional summary. I found
it. A professional summary of what? Here's what I can do for you.
Yes.
And your feet. Professionally.
I found out it was a man who works in my...
Okay. I mean, if you're looking for a man, good. Great. Yeah. Check.
Who works in my field.
Check.
And is a fair number of years my senior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not so much a check, huh?
How fair.
We met up, we hooked up, we became friends.
Did you?
He and I are both unmarried and unattached.
Mm-hmm.
But neither of us wants to have a romantic relationship with each other.
He wants to have it with someone down the street. I'd like to have it with the person I was having it with before.
Yeah. I have now begun to date closer to my age group, so I don't want to share playtime with him anymore, but I haven't told him yet.
Ew.
I know.
Right? Playtime?
Isn't that gross? That's such a creepy way to put it.
But only because she was saying that he was much, much older.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Yeah. I'm ready.
Being entry level in the field, I could really use a mentor and have excellent access to this guy.
She's going to sleep her way to the middle. Good for you, young hormonal woman. At least get something for her. You're putting out. She got something more than like just, you know, a reddened cheek or whatever you guys are doing.
Ew.
Who knows? That was tame.
I really don't want to exploit him or make him feel rejected or awkward. And I want...
He's not going
to
care. No, he's probably expecting this.
And I want to be as professional as possible to keep suspicion of secret lovers at bay.
Mm-hmm. Good luck with that. Good luck with that.
Two questions. One, is it okay to pursue his help in my career, maybe in a formal informational interview or by asking for introductions? And two, how do I go about this tactfully? Connect with him on LinkedIn?
Huh?
And send a formal email to his work address?
No.
And this is signed Babe in Bossland.
Okay. First of all, let me just, you gave it away already. You might not get shit.
Yeah.
You gave it away, and now you're saying I'm not going to give it to you anymore. But hey, can you break us off some with a job interview?
Yeah,
you know, the only one who might want to hire a loose woman,
right? And he said, "Well, why do you want to break it off?" He says to her, "Well, you are a few years my senior."
Yeah, but can you help me
out? I don't want playtime anymore with you.
Yeah, but can you help me out with this interview I got coming up that you set up for me? That's crazy.
Isn't it crazy?
Okay, what's the advice? And who is this again? This is Prudence. Okay.
Yeah, dear babe. Says Prudence, I could just hear the kind of glowing recommendation your hookup can give you. Mm-hmm. Juliet has a wide-ranging skill set.
Including giving a great beach.
Yeah.
Not a bad hoge.
She's always ready for action and throws herself passionately.
Oh, I like it.
Into her task. She has the flexibility to be considered for a variety of positions.
Wow, somebody had a couple of drinks before this with the pun city.
What does dear Prudence drink?
Bourbon. I'm giving her bourbon.
Yeah, right.
In a mug.
Like a DC person, right?
Yes, bourbon.
Not scotch.
No, definitely. Bourbon. In a mug.
She goes on to say, you have a rather naive idea of what a mentor is and how to get one.
I mean, that is a type of mentor. But, I mean...
Facebook COO Sheryl Sandberg. Why do you have to go...
She's trying to put in a wider context, you know?
In her book, Lean In.
Oh, Lord. Lean out. Lean back. How annoying. You know how many young women have complained about that book? They're just doing fine. This bitch is talking about Lean In.
Yeah.
It's like, get into it. Not everybody wants to get into it like that.
No.
That's why a lot of us aren't there. Kind of lean to the side, let it go past me. Anyway.
She hates it when young women, some she barely knows, asks if they will be her mentor.
What a bitch. Yeah.
The way little girls ask each other to be best friends. She writes a woman...
Really? Is that what that is?
I guess so. I guess she's like somebody you don't really know comes up and is like, will you be my mentor?
Yeah, but do you know how hard it... You probably do, because we've both been young women in the business world. It's really hard to find a woman who will not just stab you in the back and who will mentor you. So you get to a certain point where you're like, I gotta ask somebody.
Yeah, and it's, you know what, at least they're being, you know, honest with you.
Yeah.
And they're not trying to be your friend first and then get something.
I've tried to get... I've never had a mentor.
No.
And as a result, I will never mentor anybody. That's how that works. Pay it backward.
Right. Okay. She writes of women your age. We need to stop telling them, get a mentor and you will excel. Instead, we need to tell them, excel and you will get a mentor. But what do you need a mentor for?
I heard that shit too. I have neither a mentor nor excellence. Anyway, moving on. Yeah.
You have excelled with this older man, all right, but not in ways that he can convey to his colleagues.
You never know. His colleagues might need a little rub and tug.
Oh, God.
That's all he's going to say to them. You think he hasn't already mentioned this chick to, like, at least four or five of his colleagues? He's probably excited.
Yeah, but, you know, she saw his professional resume first, and that's why she picked him, too. So it wasn't like she was just like, oh,
so she should have held back a little bit. That's my advice. Hold back on it. Meet it out until you get the interview.
Sure, you selected him to relieve your urges, not just because of his personal skills, but also his professional ones, like I just said.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And given that, it would have been fine for you to engage in a little pillow talk about your mutual vocation. But now your assignations are done. And
you missed the boat.
You can't expect he'll welcome you showing up at his work networks.
Yeah, after you snatched it away.
Yeah.
Pardon the pun.
Yeah. How do you two know each other around the meeting table?
Beach.
Yeah.
How do you two know each other? Everybody already knows. It's the business world. I'm sorry. Doesn't everyone know what everybody's doing all the time? It's like a part of it. It's like high school or summer camp.
Yeah. He knows you as someone who's on the make, but in the wrong context.
I don't know. You know what? I don't know what the rules are for that anymore. Definitely when we were younger, it would have been like a no, don't sleep with people in the workplace. But it seems like nowadays.
Yeah. So then, this is what Dear Prudence says. However, since you say you two have become friends, you should meet him for drinks and explain that while you really enjoyed your adventures, you're looking for something more permanent with someone your own age.
Yeah, and have you seen Girls?
Oh. And then you'd like to stay in touch with him. If he agrees, then when you get together for lunch at some point, ask his advice on how to move up in your field.
Oh, that might work.
Yeah.
Who knows what people do nowadays?
Yeah.
I mean, obviously we're past that point.
Yeah.
Like...
But it, this girl who leads with her question, I'm a hormonal young thing.
It's not about that. I think this one is about, if you're going to sleep your way to the middle, you need to try to get to the middle while you're doing the sleeping.
Yeah.
Like, you can't wake up and then...
Decide
what you want to do.
No kidding.
That's interesting. Thanks, Patricia.
Yeah.
I have some advice here from 17 Magazine.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Get out for my Bonnie Bell lip balm.
For our young listeners out there. Love advice from an NBA player. All right.
Wait a minute. An NBA player is the one giving the advice on love.
Yes, in 17 Magazine. So here's a picture of a guy shooting hoops. I don't even know the terms anymore. Everybody's into like NBA, NFL. Like, I just know those guys as like rapists, right?
Yep.
That's basically, I'm not saying they are, but that's what I think of.
Or STD machines.
Or, yeah. NBA hottie Chandler Parsons is a total stud. So, of course, he knows a thing or two about how to snag your crush and find love. So, if anyone can give good advice, it's got to be an NBA All-Star or an NBA player.
Are they kidding? To the editor of 17...
You know, women's magazines start hating on women out the gate.
So, he's really going to groom these young things to do exactly what he...
We sat down with a 24-year-old... 24? Couldn't he at least pick someone who's a little bit older?
Even worse. Worse than... Oh, come on. 17. 17, not 18 magazine.
When you're
17, 17
when I started reading 17 magazine, I was 12.
Exactly.
But we sat down with a 24-year-old star from the Houston Rockets and got him to dish on the best love. Who was writing this? A 50-year-old woman? Dish?
Oh.
First
dish
he says...
Out, sweetheart.
Here's his advice. While you can. While you can. Have a good smile. What? Chandler said the first thing he notices about a girl is her smile.
Yeah, right.
They told him to say that. If a girl is smiling...
Yeah, I've got a double D smile.
Yes. And bringing positive energy and she's happy. That's where I notice right away. And her teeth. Yeah. Get braces is what that says.
Yeah, right.
Don't want no snaggle tooth. Your local orthodontist. I hope British people aren't reading this. Two, it's all about eye contact. Flirting all starts with eye contact. You can tell a girl is into you if she's across the room and still making eye contact with you. So the further away she is, if she's staring you down like a hawk.
And not blinking.
He says you should also smile and play with your hair to let a guy know you're feeling him.
So back to the teeth and the mouth. So, which we all know means boobs. So play with your boobs.
Next, so now that you have a good smile, you got your teeth fixed. You don't look like summer teeth anymore.
And you got the stare down.
You're staring him down.
Like a hawk.
Then it says to let the guy be the aggressor. Exclamation point.
Yeah, really.
Guys love confidence, but too much can be mistaken for aggressiveness. Let him come to you instead. There's no time, my friend.
Yeah.
If a girl came up to me and asked me out, that's a little forward. Guys like it when girls play hard to get.
No, they don't. They want to know you're easy and you're ready.
Don't send mixed messages.
Yes.
And
if you don't go after him, someone else will.
Here's his biggest turnoff.
Someone with a bigger smile.
Someone with a bigger smile and more hair to play with. Someone who's playing harder.
Yeah.
But there. His biggest turnoff is too much makeup. I like a girl with natural beauty. So be good looking with no makeup on.
Nah, no kidding.
Have a good smile.
Did you win the genetic lottery?
Yeah.
Then you're in luck.
Girls who wear bright red lipstick, that's his number one beauty peeve.
Why?
I don't know. If she's wearing it, it's like I can't kiss her. But I like a more natural look.
Because he wants to go get away with it.
Yeah. And then the last one.
Because he doesn't want any pigment on his skin.
Then he says how to move out of the friend zone.
What?
The friend zone.
Oh, after they kissed?
If you start developing feelings for a guy friend, Chandler says be open with him and let him know! Exclamation point. Let a brother know. Open
How?
Up to him and explain what's happening.
Verbally?
What's happening?
This is happening.
This is happening right now.
Yeah.
And tell him how you feel. Oh, this is terrible. I feel like really
sad. How do you feel about this, Jaquetta?
Let the guy be the aggressor. You could be waiting all damn day.
Yeah.
You know how terrible when you're a teen.
Well, why don't they just add in there, make him think it's his idea to come after
Trick him.
Yeah.
Like you'll be doing when you're 18.
Right.
When you're reading L.
How about a false pregnancy?
Yeah.
That's another way to get him.
Doesn't matter if you've met him or not.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if you had sex or not. He won't know.
Yeah.
He's drunk at a party. Maybe you've met before.
Yeah.
Have a good smile. Just do it. Just have it.
Just
have it. Be pretty. Let the guy be the aggressor. And then stare a mofo down. Why? You know what? This convinces me that women will accept advice from anybody at any time. He's like, here's what a janitor has to say about love advice. Because I think a janitor probably knows as much as this guy does about love advice. You know what I mean?
But it's so scary to think, young girls, 12 through 17, really, are reading this, and they're taking it to heart because that's all they're thinking about right now.
Or maybe not. Who knows? Maybe 17 is on its last little leg.
No, but young girls are wanting to be accepted by guys and want to find a way. They don't want to be the one that doesn't have a guy.
Wow.
And this fool, this 24-year-old fool, is saying get a smile.
Chandler Parsons. Weird.
Smile and stare.
Smile and stare. Play with your hair. Be quiet.
I remember some advice where in high school that I read where you would throw a pen
near. There's a ghost in the New York studio.
There is. Our mic just turned around by itself.
Okay. Will you throw a pen at a guy?
You throw, like, you kind of walk near a guy and you kind of throw a pen down. You go to pick it up so you're near
I know
him.
How that would go in my world. They'd be like, what the fuck? I'm like, oh, I don't know. Forget it. Throw a pen at a guy?
Yeah, throw near him. So then you're like, you dropped it, you know.
What happened to the 50s? I'll bend down and pick something up.
That's no? What you have to do. You have to throw it near them and then you go pick it up.
And then what, on the way up?
So then you're near him.
Because he's not going to move away. Shouldn't he be picking it up?
That's
if
even
I'm
better.
Fling a pen at you, then I have to cross the. I'm doing this all wrong. I'm imagining I'm like 15, 20 paces, and I'm like. Whoosh.
Well, I saw this that done. Wasn't it. I saw this executed in my high school class
to perfection.
Yes, we were sitting in a big circle in the whole room, and
one girl like, check this.
She's like, I'm going to do the pen thing, and she took her pen and threw it, so it landed near the guy.
Okay.
And then she also read about the eye contact thing. That's been going on for years.
So
eye contact has been
down
in.
To get the pen. Shot on the eye.
She.
And he said, while you're down there. That's what I'm imagining would happen in my world.
She walked across the room in the middle of class and was like, picked up the pen.
Hey,
and
somehow my pen got over here. That's what I'm saying.
But it was more to entertain me than to get the guy.
The guy was like, do you want to get married? She's like, I'm just fucking around.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to show my girl something over here. Yeah. Just showing the pen.
But
thing.
He did. He did talk to her. He was like, "What are you doing? Oh, your pen's over here.
What are you doing by my foot?
Yeah.
Like, what's going on?"
She got his attention. That worked. You know, not in a great way. She still got to talk to her.
I was so awkward as a teen. I don't even know what I think. I was like, you know what? I'll read a book. That might work. How about I read a book in the library on a Saturday? That's sure to get guys for sure. I'm gonna be batting them off with a Wall Street Journal. All right. So I have a piece of advice here.
All right.
From E. Jean.
Oh, E. Jean's going to help you with your Valentine's. Oh, my God. Excuse me. Your Valentine's Day love.
So it's Ask E. Jean. How do I stop a cougar from stealing my boyfriend? Now, let's remember here who E. Jean is. E. Jean is a cougar.
Right.
So it could be
from
about
Elle Magazine.
From Elle Magazine.
Yeah.
It could be somebody being like, why don't you get up off my man?
That's right.
Couched as a question. So, this is just the first episode in a book called The Ugly Cougar Who Captivated My Boyfriend. That's a pull quote from the thing. And there's a...
The Ugly Cougar.
Yes. And there's a picture of Luke Wilson, or Owen Wilson. I'm not sure. Luke Wilson. Mm-hmm. The one with the crooked nose. And this is Amanda
Seymour.
That's
Owen Wilson and Jane Seymour.
Jane Seymour as well. There's four people in the picture. It's Luke and Owen Wilson and Jane and Amanda Seymour in a foursome.
It's a photo from The Wedding Crashers.
Yes, the Cougar Twins.
Yeah.
So, dear E. Jean, I'm proud to be a Kentucky lady, living a life filled with politics, bourbon, racehorses, and Kentucky gentlemen. Who gives a Sam Hill? Who cares?
Bourbon? I'm a big drinker.
Yeah, I'm a drunk. I like to bet on the horses.
And I'm out there in the middle of nowhere.
Yep, talking about Republicanism. I'm also 25, a resident physician, and have been official with a guy for 2 years.
Jesus is my savior.
Yes, exactly.
And dinosaurs, what?
Yeah. Dinosaurs. And there were two of each dinosaur on the ark. So imagine the unpleasant situation when a strange woman I'd never heard of begins circling my boyfriend's house, beating on the doors.
What?
And calling his phone. Now it sounds like a black person all of a sudden. He refused to let her in and told me, she's just a friend from work who I had sex with a long time ago.
Wait, she was driving around the house?
It just says circling.
Bless
and I'm
you.
Thinking like a buzzard.
And that blessing was from me. I didn't know really? a deity for
yes.
that one. I just want to
circling
go.
My boyfriend's
on
house.
Foot or by car?
I have no idea. And either one of those is
in the
bad.
Middle of the night during the day?
Oh,
did
I
she
got
have anything
here,
in her hand?
I got here circling. I saw three initials display on his phone. I went through his Facebook friends, found the woman who matched the initials, saw they worked at the same place, but surprise. She is 20 years older than he is. That's the surprise? That's
wow.
the fucking surprise? The surprise is that he's two-timing on you.
Yeah, absolutely.
What?
And has told her that you're he's going to leave you for her.
You know, women who are, she says she's 25. A 45-year-old woman still has a vagina.
That's
I don't know.
Right. And it works.
And it works, yeah. Clearly. This is just the first episode in the book called The Ugly Cougar Who Captivated My Boyfriend. I have mass amounts of hatred for this woman.
Yeah.
Mass amounts.
Mass.
After she chased me, and I had to call the cops.
She chased her?
First, you see, circled the house.
I don't think that we're getting the whole story here.
You think? My boyfriend is 29, and I've always known he had major mommy issues. But it turns out they had a real relationship and a dog together.
Get out.
For 3 years before we met. So this might seem silly, but I wonder if he'll ever get over her.
No.
Sometimes I see him stare at cars that are exactly like hers, or tense when he hears her name.
Once you get with a cougar, there's no forgetting her.
You know that,
and that's the perfume.
They're called cougars for a reason. There's no forgetting her.
There's no forgetting. That'll be like cougar perfume.
Yeah.
There's no forgetting her.
Just fucking try it.
Right. Just try.
Is it just me being insecure, or do you think my boyfriend will always be in love with this woman?
You can tell.
Signed, pouring another glass of bourbon and Coke. So let's just address that.
Let's hope that's not the end of the bottle, lady.
She started with bourbon.
We've got
and ended with bourbon.
Yeah, we got news for you, bourbon.
Yeah, dear bourbon,
bah.
Of course, we'll always love her. Cougars are brilliant. Cougars are genius. I'm telling you, Eugene is this cougar.
Yeah.
A cougar, no matter how old or ugly, is still a cougar. And girl, you better lock up your dude. This went to the gutter because a cougar has nothing to lose. A cougar owes nothing to no one. That's nothing with a comma. No G.
Dropping the G.
Dropping G's. A cougar will break things like doors. A cougar will pee in the pool.
What? No.
A cougar has more money, experience, independence, sophistication, stories, movies, tragedies, triumphs, and wrinkles than you. And wrinkles are awesome. They're not.
No.
I've spent a lot of money. Anyway, I love living in a world where a 25-year-old is worried that a 49-year-old has bewitched her man. I love cougars. Hell, I am a cougar.
And guess what? I am that cougar.
I'm that cougar. But this lady is acting stalkerish and crazy, which has nothing to do with her age and everything to do with lunacy.
Maybe she's just being brazen.
Yes.
Come on, E.J.
Cougars don't care.
Yeah.
If she threatens you again and call the police, if your boyfriend has moved on, obviously, and this white, hot, molten core of cougar love has been cool, but your boyfriend will always be into something with her. Whether it's fear, exhaustion, irritation, torment, or love. All former lovers are like particles in quantum mechanics.
No.
Forever entangled. I hope not.
Because that sounds
awful.
Tragic.
So,
that sounds... Wait a minute. So, the side note. She's saying once you've had a lover, then they're always entangled.
They're always going to be around. Just like, you know, quantum mechanics. You know. I like how she uses something that's easy for all of us to relate to. Because I really have studied quantum mechanics a lot. This is so bizarre to me because you didn't know about that. I mean, they dated for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
So this woman and her man have been together for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But for 3 years, he dated this cougar.
Mm-hmm.
When?
Like, before this other
and you
woman
never
came
heard,
picture.
But you never heard about this ever?
Hide in her hair.
And then she just showed up now? So, you know, 3 years later, 4 years later? Bizarre. I would definitely say, I think they're still at it. That's
totally.
What I think.
If she's, it's not like 2 years has gone by and she's suddenly like, I've got a hankering for this fellow, so I'm going to circle the house.
Yeah.
No, oh, they've been cheating.
Yeah. Either you have to call it off or your boyfriend, or you just have to do a cat fight is what it sounds like to me. I think it has to be cougar v. What's the other one? Puma?
Puma's a little older.
Well, what's this? Just a regular old woman. A 20-something. A millennial v. cougar. I think this is where this is going to go. Bizarre.
I don't know.
I think it's Eugene.
I
love how Eugene is like, cougars rock, you suck. Eugene. Not very good advice.
No, not at all. And Eugene, you know, just step away from the young man.
Yeah, you're too close.
Yeah.
You're too close.
Gold dust woman.
Yes, gold dust woman.
You're listening to Hey You Know It with Jaquetta Sotmari and
Katie Kazmir.
We're telling you how it is and how it should be.
All right, what do you have?
All right, I have...
I see the word son, and that's never a good thing.
Mother-in-law hates it when I make love to her son.
Huh? Where are you doing it? How does she even know about this? Whenever I do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
My elderly mother-in-law moved in with us.
Okay, if she's that old, she knows what's up.
Yeah. After mother-in-law. So it's not like they were all strangers. It's not a surprise that her son has a wife. All right.
Hopefully they're having,
you know. Okay. She moved in with us after suffering chronic health problems.
Mm-hmm.
Since she came to live with us, I noticed she treats me with hostility every time I am intimate with my husband. Each.
Okay.
Each morning after, she will either refuse to look at me, make unnecessarily biting comments, or just glare at me when she thinks I'm not looking.
Really?
I thought I was imagining it, but after several months of living together, this is definitely the reason why. I've become paranoid about making love, and we're very careful about being quiet, almost to the point of silence.
But she's could sniff it out.
Oh, yeah. It hasn't helped. I feel terrible asking my sick mother-in-law to move out because of this. And I'm too embarrassed to have a discussion with her.
I'm not.
Is there any solution to our problem?
I think the best... This woman obviously has a problem with sex, so yeah. I would put it right in her face.
Just
this mother-in-law be like, you know what? We doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think she could start by bringing up an article like about how... I think there was some kind of article saying... mothers who fed their sons a certain type of food.
Oh, that's right. They make better lovers. Yeah.
Right. So thank you, you know, for
eating that broccoli.
Yeah, or whatever it is. Or breastfeeding your son.
Thank you for breastfeeding.
Yeah, because he's great in bed.
How are you going to move into some adult house and then be upset that they are having relations when they're married? I don't know. Anyway. Yeah.
So the advice is, your situation gave me the strong feeling that I would prefer to be in the situation of a previous letter writer whose mother-in-law was poisoning her.
Yeah, I remember that one.
This is one we discussed on a previous show.
Allegedly.
What you describe is intolerable and a perfect illustration of the maxim, no good deed goes unpunished.
True that.
I'm almost always in favor of having a clear and direct conversation without an interpersonal problem.
Yeah, I say roll her to the curb. You can't kick her because she's old. Just roll her out there.
But you're right. There really is no way to say, Dottie, when Larry and I make love.
Why is it? Beulah.
Dot, when Larry and I make love, I notice the next day you're extremely hostile to me.
And discharge. Like, you make it real uncomfortable. Not only... am I chafed by him, but your attitude. Just make it really nice for everybody. Do it during the meal.
Yeah, right in front of everyone.
Yeah.
Just like, I got to get it out here.
Yeah, I just can't. We're all here. We all know it. Everyone does it.
I'm actually having a hard time imagining feeling amorous in such circumstances.
That ain't stopping. Who are they? Larry and Cheryl or whatever.
Yeah, Larry and... everyone else gets a name. She doesn't get a name.
Cheryl.
Cheryl.
It's a 70.
All of you are living in such close quarters, and even without this problem, over the long haul, you're surely going to want relief and privacy. Oh, God. Can you imagine this?
No, I can't. No. No.
You didn't even say that your mother-in-law is going to stay with you until she gets back on her feet. It's a chronic...
She's going to be taken out of their feet first. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She's not going anywhere.
So if this is permanent, you either develop a thick enough skin that you can ignore and laugh off her behavior.
I'd get louder.
Or realize this isn't working out and find a different living situation for her.
Home.
Mm. Since you say she's become paranoid about your lovemaking.
Oh, why do they have to keep saying lovemaking? Could they just say whoopee? Because that sounds even less, like, appetizing.
Yeah, that seems like a pretty decent sign that it's time for your mom to move on.
She just got there.
It's time for her to go into the light.
Yes.
That's what she needs to do.
On. Like, where's she going to go? Mom, I hate to break it to you, but it's time for you to
to
move on. You got to get past this.
Yeah.
Living here.
Yeah. Don't kick her to the street, but explore.
Roll her to the streets, as I said earlier.
Hire a social worker to help you sort it out.
Ooh. I feel like that is the ultimate, like, if someone is living with your mother, your mother-in-law, and things aren't going well, but they can still take care of themselves, and you bring in a social worker, they're like, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Like, that's when they get paranoid. It's like a Hitchcock movie.
Yeah.
I didn't say anything. Don't worry about it. The social worker's here.
Yeah. The social worker?
Yeah.
Oh, she's going to help with everything.
She's going to help with
tons
everything.
Of things.
She's going to help me roll your ass to the curb.
Yeah. And they say, move to a place that has a mother-in-law suite and make sure it's soundproofed.
Huh? Okay. So spent what, the $150,000?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, just get another house. Good grief. Mom trying to cock block a motherfucker. I mean,
yeah.
It's just so bizarre.
It's such a weird thing. But, you know, some mothers are like, what's the thing with mothers and sons?
I have no idea because I don't have one.
You don't have either.
No. Technically, no. I can't, I don't, who would care? Wouldn't you, I would be, if I had a son... I would be hoping that he's having good sex.
You know what, the mother-in-law...
I don't even know about it.
The mother-in-law should give her, like, better criticism. Like, you sound like you did not please my son.
Yes. It's getting fainter and fainter in there.
Yeah.
What's
it's
happening?
Not good enough. This is probably why you don't have children.
Yeah, right. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe she feels like they should have some kids with all this
it
sex.
It sounds like you were on top.
Yeah. Again.
Yeah.
No
and how
sex,
is he
please.
Supposed to feel like a man with you constantly on top?
Yeah. Like a dead fish. I would put it right in her face. I'm sorry. That's where I would go with it. I like that one. So
and I guess the mother-in-law should give, like, other, like, toys and things to her and be like, look.
Work with this.
Yeah.
This always worked for me and Ted.
And then that would make them stop having sex, because they could not. Every time they tried to have sex, it's like, oh, your mother gave me this.
Toy Story 3?
Yeah.
In-laws.
So that's my advice. Bizarre. It's for the mother-in-law.
Yeah. Just loosen up. This whole thing, what I don't understand with people who are older, I'm like, you've seen all this. Like, they haven't seen everything. Yeah, these are people, they have lived through the 60s, they lived through the 70s.
But not all people, like, think about the people that you know now that don't get out and do things.
But they know about sex.
They know about it, but they can
they've
be
heard of
delusional
it.
About it and be like, you know, and kind of in denial.
I can't, when I'm old, I dare somebody to act like they've never heard of that stuff. I'm going to stick it right in there. I'm going to be kicked out of my retirement community.
Yeah.
For waving things
You're
around.
You're going to be like, this is my vagina. Yes. I own it.
Yes. What did we fight for in the 90s? All right. So I have a thing here. It's called Dealing with the Fade. Okay. So, hello, Meredith. That's the one who is Meredith Goldstein.
Hello, Meredith.
Hello, Meredith. I am recently divorced after 18 years, and I am 42 years old. Wow. Back out there, huh? Mm-hmm. I joined an online dating site on New Year's Day.
My resolution, check.
Yes, in an attempt to make 2014 better than 2013.
Oh, why not?
Yeah. I need some advice / explanation about, quote unquote, the fade. Now, I'm thinking like a high top fade, but that's not it.
That's when you have a, like,
you have a fro on top and it's short on the sides. Okay, it doesn't have to be a fro. I'm looking to date men between 40 and 50 and have been very surprised that games are still actively played in this age group. Why?
Why are you surprised?
Are there not people in that age group? I mean, anyway. These are busy men with kids, mortgages, careers, etc. But they still got time for game.
Yeah.
They're not that old.
Yeah.
At some point in a 50-year-old's life.
I can't play these games.
Yeah, why not? Right. At some point in a 50-year-old's life, shouldn't honesty be mastered as a life skill?
No.
No. I had a fabulous date with a professional divorced dad, and we had a lot in common. Fantastic kiss at the end of the date.
Ooh.
Calls and texts for the week after, and then poof. All caps. He's gone without a trace. Never made it to a second date. What gives?
Well, the same thing that gave when you were 20 and you did the same thing. Yeah.
I mean, it's bizarre to me because, first of all, critique on her question. This person's not a fortune teller. And this person was not there. That's a difficult one. He didn't. There was no second date. What happened? I don't know.
So call him and ask.
Meredith writes.
Did he promise you a second date?
It doesn't sound like it. It's not like they texted for a while and he was like, you know what? Let me just let this one drop. This happens in the world of online dating. After an outing or two, people can just ... disappear. What? It's so easy to vanish. Especially if you don't have any mutual friends. No, they do it then too.
I always carry smoke bombs with me. And then when I want to go somewhere.
That's how Katie ends a date. It's not going well. Instead of excusing it, like,
and drop one.
And they're like, what the hell?
Scuttle off.
The best way to deal with the fade is to date a lot of people.
Yeah.
So they can all... So you can have someone fading a different night of the week.
Yeah.
I don't want you to exhaust yourself.
That's what they call it, the fade?
The fade.
I didn't know there was a name for it.
I just thought it just, like, didn't work out, right?
Yeah, just like, whatever.
I like the smoke bomb better, though.
Yes.
Like, I don't want you to exhaust yourself. But as you look for partners online, keep your options open. I don't think that was our problem here.
Yeah.
It seems like just nobody wants to date her. And don't stop searching for new people until you're at date 5. For someone with plans for date 6.
Yeah. I've been counting.
I thought it was 3 dates.
Dear diary.
I guess in the 40s and 50s. People play games, especially online, because there are pages and pages of new faces. They assume they have unlimited options.
Yeah.
And maybe that's just how it feels.
Well, there is always someone better that's going to come along.
Yeah, of course.
But you just have to be like, look, I'm staying right here.
Yeah. Until that one day when you're like, shit, all the good ones.
Yeah.
Sadly, it doesn't get much better with age. Why would it? This is the thing. Why do people think that being older is going to confer any kind of... If you were a dick at 25, you could be a dick at 45.
People, it's called a character arc.
Yeah.
It's, not all people have this giant development that they go through in their life.
You should have seen him before. He might have been worse.
Yeah.
This is a new and improved asshole.
Yeah, people think that, like, as you get older, you're just going to become enlightened, you're going to know things, you're going to become this other person. No, it's not necessarily. You're going to have this... Anyway.
So she's originally looking for men between 40 and 50, but she says cast a wider net. From 38 to 50.
Ooh.
That extra 2 years yes. is going to get it in there.
Right.
And there's no need to limit yourself. Readers, any trick on coping with people fading away? No. If they're out, they're out.
Yeah, that's it.
If a dude doesn't want to date you or a woman doesn't want to date you,
just let
them
go.
Fuck them.
Let them go.
I mean, their loss ostensibly is what I would say to you. It might not be their loss, but that's what I would say.
Yeah.
That would be my advice.
Yeah. If people want to go, then go.
Yeah.
Can't make anyone stay.
The nerve to, at the end of the advice, ask me for my advice. That's what I don't like. People get familiar. Okay, what do you have?
Okay, this one's called Friends.
Okay.
It
sounds bad already.
I recently found out that one of my closest friends slept with another dear friend's ex-boyfriend.
Okay.
Okay, so you're all friends.
Take that in, people.
All right. You're all friends. Mm-hmm. The one sleeps with the other one's ex-boyfriend.
Is that this a TV show?
While they had broken up for over a year, mm-hmm. I see this as a clear breach of trust. I haven't confronted or told, but it's definitely weighing on me. I wish I didn't know.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
It's too late now, though.
Yeah. Then she says, well, the advice is, then pretend you don't know.
Huh? No, don't you see what's going to happen? It's like, you know when someone slighted you
yeah.
and it just keeps weighing on
yeah.
you? I don't know if you're like this, but like something small happens and it's like, and
yeah,
it grows
but it's
to
not
a
her. You
thing.
Know it. You know it about
yeah.
somebody else.
You can't forget about
yeah.
it.
Because what two adults who are both single do consensually to each other in bed is none of your business.
Yes, but you now it is your business because
you know. It's like you have this information.
Yes.
You say that the boyfriend has been an ex for more than a year when he slept with his former girlfriend's friend.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what? People don't get to scent mark others for life. All right.
I'm confused. The woman who wrote in, it's her ex-boyfriend?
No, it's okay. her friends. It's like, it's a mutual friend. So you're in a group of friends together.
Okay. And I'm white, apparently, because that's when this stuff happens. Go ahead. I'm in my 20s. I'm living in Manhattan.
Yeah, right.
I'm in a group of friends.
So, right. It's like Monica, Phoebe, and Rachel.
Yes.
Are all friends.
Okay. And who sleeps with who?
Monica sleeps with Rachel's ex-boyfriend.
And then Phoebe is the one who knows about
yes.
it. Yes. Gotcha. Thank you for bringing that down to me. That was the white to black translation. Thank you. Well done. I
okay.
got it. Okay.
Okay. So technically...
This is Phoebe who wrote in.
Phoebe wrote
okay.
in. Okay. Yeah. So, you know, this guy's been out of the picture, but, you know, nobody told Rachel that this is going on.
Well, tell her. Aren't you guys friends?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nobody's told her. So now it's like Phoebe knows. Monica clearly knows.
Well.
What do you say? So she's like, then, you know, you don't get to scent mark somebody for life, which is true.
That's true.
And
but you also, you know, can tell on somebody.
Yeah.
Like.
Once a relationship is over, they can pursue other interests.
Sure.
Some of them might be awkward, yes, but this case sounds very run-of-the-mill, so don't worry about passing out in the news. You don't have any obligation to be a gossip.
Run-of-the-mill? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And okay.
This is the thing. Sure, you know, the idea is, yes, anybody can date whoever they want if they're
sure.
free.
Sure, yeah.
And you don't scent mark other people for
no.
life. And, but this is your friend, so
yeah.
you need
to... let her know.
Yeah.
Because if she finds out that you know and you haven't told her,
mm-hmm.
now she's got two issues on her hand.
Yeah.
She's got a friend who is not a true friend.
Yeah.
And then she's got this business over here with
yeah.
Chandler or whatever the guy's name is.
Yeah.
What are those people's names?
Chandler. No,
Phil,
it would be
Phil?
Ross. But then Ross is Monica's brother, so that would be even weirder.
Oh, that would be even weirder. That's like French.
Yeah.
That's French. That's ami.
Yeah.
Les amis.
Yeah.
Yes. That's a different show.
That's a whole other
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
pretend it's one of its.
Yeah.
Joshua.
We'll just keep it here. Josh, yeah.
Okay.
For short, Josh, we call him. Nice guy. Drinks a bit much.
Yeah. Played by, what was his name? I forget his name.
Gregory Hines?
Something.
Oh, that's a different show with
yeah.
white people on it. Okay.
The thing is, you know, you I think there is like a, what is it called?
A grace period?
No.
I mean, a year.
A year is fine,
yeah.
but you also should be upfront with your friend and
yeah.
and give them
the heads up.
Yeah.
But see, this is the kind of stuff that causes problems later on when people are in their 30s and they're still hanging out with the same group of friends in Turtle Bay.
Yeah.
And it's all pissy.
Yeah.
You know.
Because you don't really, you know, Monica doesn't really know how Rachel really feels.
Exactly.
And what if they wanted to get, she wanted to get back together with him.
Exactly. Well, it's too late now.
Yeah. And now this, and then you're also bringing this guy back into your fold.
Yes.
And
that doesn't
like,
sound good.
Yeah. So you have to be upfront, and you have to establish, you have to say, oh, you know, this is what's going on, this is what had happened. You have to be transparent in these cases.
Yeah, I always like the what had happened part.
Yeah.
When you break it down.
The what?
What had happened was.
Yeah.
Josh.
Yeah.
Phoebe. Oh, I like this one. Not bad.
No, you really should say something.
Yeah, you
right
should
off
say
the bat. Right off the bat. You don't hide that kind
just
of stuff.
Just call up and just start with that lead. Don't even say hello. He's doing it again.
Hey, You Know It is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phone, Kindle Fire, and other devices with Stitcher. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com.
You know, I know that this is something that our readers probably are constantly thinking about how mm-hmm. they can do this better. This is how to meet a baller in Atlanta.
In Atlanta?
Yes.
Another
specifically.
Baller?
So a baller is like, you know, a big shot.
Okay.
You know, a shot caller. So he could be an NBA guy, an NFL guy, a rapper, someone who's got like a lot of flash, someone who's out there.
A lot of cash, a lot of like, flash.
Yeah,
he's got it going on. He's
got
high profile.
He's high profile.
Okay.
So they first starts off by saying, this is from a website. That's all they do is talk about ballers. Disclaimer, I'm here to help. Please know I do not date ballers. So this advice may not produce accurate results. Already I like it.
Yeah.
Number one, be clean.
If you have to start your advice with be clean.
But this
that's
is for the kind of woman that dates a baller. Maybe this woman is just habitually unclean.
Are they talking about hygiene or about like STDs?
I'm pretty sure most people, ballers, want you to not smell like a week old cabbage. Now, I know you're thinking that's common sense, but clearly, it's
why?
Not one of the most notorious girls in Dallas that has the smelliest in the world. So they're talking about cleanliness from under.
Oh.
Why start with that?
Well, yeah.
Build up to that.
Oh.
Number two.
Is this the biggest complaint of ballers,
yeah,
too, by the way?
Ballers are like, bitches are dirty. Down
stink.
South. Yeah, they stank. That's what a baller would say. Number two, have patience. You must realize that a baller has a lot of people to talk to. Two baby mamas, his mama, his agent.
No, it doesn't say
his
that.
Lawyer, two side pieces.
Two side pieces? Is that his posse? Or
no, side pieces is like a girl on the side.
So he has two? And then you want to get in there still.
His wife or real girlfriend.
Oh.
And then his homie who runs his errand and countless other women. So you have to learn to accept and cherish the little bit of time that you get from this baller.
Yeah, so whatever you get, just...
So keep it clean, soap it up.
You get what you get.
Yes, and take your time. If you just get a head nod, take it. Number two, save the drama.
Save it. For what, later?
For your mama, I guess. I don't know. Just
okay.
Save it. Number four, bring some money.
Oh.
Please note, a lot of ballers are fake and get most of their money taken by baby mama and Sally Mae. I get the student loan. So he has a degree, which is good, but then he's giving out 17% at least once. For child support, right?
Right.
Number five, look the part.
A ball girl?
No. Don't shop it up at Forever 21, Katie.
Okay.
Oh. Gucci.
Oh. Where are you going to get the money for
and
that?
Buy a good purse. That goes with number four, bring money. I guess just to your life. Number four. Number six, no thirst.
No thirst? Like K-N-O-W?
Pretend like it's not your first rodeo. Play hard to get. A man who constantly gets snatch thrown at him is not going to be.
You know. What?
Clean snatch.
Yeah. That doesn't smell like cabbage.
Yeah. It doesn't smell like week old cabbage. Number seven, don't be dumb. Don't let him screw you because he's a baller. Number eight, I like this one. Watch your friends.
Yeah.
Don't let your friends steal your baller.
That's
Have
true.
Other girls around that you can trust.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
You like no.
That's a good piece.
And Katie's time trying to get a baller, number eight has gotten her screwed every time.
Yes.
Every time.
You know, and my all the ballers that I could have had.
That were stolen by friends. I feel you. Number nine. That's a Freudian slip.
Back to the cabbage.
Back to the cabbage. Number nine, watch his ass. Don't let him set you up.
If
he says he's going to do something, make sure he does it.
And watch that fist.
Yeah. Side note, if you decide to have sex with a baller, bring condoms.
Yeah, because they don't have them.
They don't have them. And they're known for trying to not use them.
So what's the positive about being with a baller? If they have no money, they have wives, they're spending They're, you know.
I guess number 10, have fun. The club, you save your money, you just drink liquor, eat the food. You know, just don't get used. How bizarre is this?
So
the whole site was set up about how to meet a baller. I have never had the desire to do so. If I ever, when I was younger, if I went to, because I went to some events where these type of people were there, and I'm like, I need to stay the hell away from them.
No kidding.
A baller. How to be with a baller. Good luck.
Maybe a fun story for later.
But... I mean, I guess. Bring some money? Come on.
No.
No? Okay.
Okay.
So, we've met a baller, and now what?
Okay. This is a question.
Okay.
My girlfriend broke up with me because I burned a fruit fly.
Huh?
Was this an overreaction or not? Come on.
Is that a euphemism?
No. It's just, here's the story.
I burned a fruit fly.
Tonight, I honestly don't know what to say. I'm really hoping that this was
this
just...
This sounds legitimate, too, because they're just like, I don't know where to go. I don't even do this kind of thing. Like, come on, somebody.
Just, I want everybody, really, just to close their eyes. If not if you're driving. But yeah. Imagine...
I love this side note.
Just imagine this. And whatever
you burned a fruit fly.
No, not even yet. This is, I'm going to set it up for you.
Let's just set the scene. Okay.
I'm really hoping that this was a drunken incident, but earlier, me and my girlfriend were in the bathroom drinking and listening to music while watching ourselves in the mirror and making out.
Oh, God. Thank you for telling me to picture that. That's a good friend. You're a good friend. All right. Where's the fruit fly get burned?
And then,
this is getting sketchy.
And then I saw a fruit fly on the mirror, and I hate those little bugs, so I took out my lighter and burned it with it.
Really?
And she screamed and made a whole big deal out of it and broke up with me. And then she called a ride and left and said I was sick.
A fruit fly?
Okay, like seriously, a fruit fly? They're annoying and pests, and I prefer burning them to squashing them because this way, if I miss them, I burn their wing and they can't fly, so I can still squash them.
Are we sure this was a fruit fly?
Fruit
flies are small.
I mean, it's an insect. Jesus, she acted like I killed a dog or something.
Maybe she was a Buddhist. I don't know.
How do I apologize to her, I guess? I honestly think that she's being a moron about getting mad about this.
Yeah, don't. You're lucky. That fruit fly was the best thing that ever happened to you. You are free. What the F? First of all, how do you burn a fruit fly? You know how I kill fruit flies?
What?
I put a little bit of wine and water in a shallow dish, and then you come up the next morning, and they're in there dead because they like a drink.
Okay.
But then they can't get out. Either that or they drink too much.
That's a good tip. This is a great household tip.
Yes, a household tip. But, I mean, how do you burn one? And who cares?
I like the idea that they're making out in the bathroom, first of all, and drinking.
And there's fruit flies.
And then there's fruit flies there. Okay, what the hell is going on in that bathroom?
Yes.
And then
there's a body in there.
He's got this whole multitasking thing going on, and while he's still making out, can pull up the lighter and get that fruit fly with it.
They're probably smoking crack. I can't think of he just had a lighter on his person.
Yeah.
Right there in the john.
Yeah.
That's weird. And he was
maybe took it out, but he's still making out, and they're watching each other in the mirror.
But it was hot making out that he had time to zero in on something that is very, very small.
Right. But he was looking in the mirror too.
Out of his side.
Yeah.
The side
making
eye.
Out, then pulls out the lighter, I guess, from his pocket.
Because he's figuring, I'll just do this real fast.
Yeah.
I don't want to stop the hot action that I have going on.
Yeah, but I got
to
get this fruit fly.
And then she was like, that's it. I've had it. That's so bizarre.
Your girlfriend is being a moron. This is the answer. Your girlfriend is a moron. If I were in your situation making out with my girlfriend, I wouldn't pay attention to the flies unless they were pestering me while I'm getting busy.
What?
Regardless,
busy.
She broke up with you for killing a freaking fruit fly. It sounds like you're not losing much. Don't let the door hit her on the way out.
No, no witty rejoinder, like insect related or wings, nothing. Okay,
yeah,
that's my problem.
That's
you left a lot on the table there. I mean, this is a great setup. Where's the punch?
Wow, I just am so. Still with the whole, we're in the bathroom making out and looking in the mirror and drinking. And then there's the fruit fly. And then that whole thing is killing me.
But it's the kind of thing, like,
it's killing me.
Is the fruit fly just, like, they're never going to see this. I'm going out. And then the next thing you know, like, really?
It's so weird. You know, if you're making out with a guy and then he pulls out a lighter and starts, like, burning something, I think that's kind of a weird way to handle
it. It is kind of a weird way to handle it. At the same time, I know several people, and they annoy the shit out of me with it, who have, they can't focus when there's something like that. Like, yeah. they hate a bug or... Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. it's not an obsessive-compulsive thing. But it's like, they can't be in the moment. This yes. guy, maybe she was upset because he wasn't in the moment.
Right. That's...
Like, they're like you're saying, they're messing around and he has time to be like, well, let's not stop yeah. this groove, baby. But yeah. I'm just going to quick over here set a fly aflame.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what I'm
saying. Happy Valentine's Day, listeners.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Good luck.
Yeah. Go get some.
Thank you for listening to Hey You Know It. Stay in touch with us during the week. Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Tumblr. Go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. We'll read it on an upcoming show, regardless of content.
And we'll send you an official Hey You Know It shot glass as a token of our appreciation. As always, we love your emails. Send us an email at heyyouknowit@gmail.com with your comments, questions, and segment ideas. Emails will also be read on upcoming shows, and yes, you will receive an official Hey You Know It shot glass as well.
Please tell your friends about us, because you know we don't advertise, and let them know we can be found on iTunes, at Stitcher.com, and at HeyYouKnowIt.com. Thanks!
You know, and I would think that, you know, I'm not worried about myself with an STD or any kind of smell. It's always the...
It's the guy.
It's the guy. It's the guy. You should say, watch out for his yes. cabbage.
Yes. His weak old cabbage.
And watch out for
Don't
his...
Don't tell me to be clean. Yeah. You be clean.